Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, Kyle can't figure it out. Why Amy, after a great first date, why Amy will not respond to any of his texts? He doesn't want to bug her anymore, but he'd love to find out what happened after a great first date. Kyle, let's start from the beginning. And what can you tell us about Amy and why do you want to see her again?
Well, she's so pretty, but she's also really down to earth. It's kind of a rare combo.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a good vibe. Hmm? Would you say that you guys hit it off on your date, obviously?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She kept playing with her hair, which I heard was a good sign when they play with their hair. I don't know. But she hasn't answered any of my messages. So,
was she just teasing it or twirling it or what?
Yeah, that one.
And how long ago was this date? I think I said a couple of weeks. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks. Okay. 2.5 weeks, actually. And so I'm just kind of hoping to learn where I messed up at this point.
Yeah, and it's never bad to learn from your experiences, Kyle.
But you're just assuming now at this point in time that it's over and you're just trying to figure out why.
Yeah, basically. Okay.
Yeah, and so do you have any thoughts on why Amy might be ghosting you?
I mean, no, not really. We went to a place I've never tried before. The food was amazing. We had great conversations about what we're looking forward to this fall and work and, I don't know, regular stuff.
And was there any moment where you might have felt the energy shift a little bit where that kind of the momentum of a conversation or an evening with somebody that you're getting to know kind of went maybe the wrong direction?
You know, the only thing I could think of, I invited her to try my salad. They had the best dressing I'd ever tasted. And she said, no, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay. I can't think of that as being a big deal.
She didn't have a salad, right? So maybe she just doesn't like salad or something, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, here's what we can do. Since you're kind of at a crossroads or dumbfounded why she's not getting, Amy's not getting back to you, Kyle, why don't we call her up, see what we can find out for you. So you hold on right there. We're going to come back in just 3 minutes, hopefully with Amy, and get some answers on the second half of Second Date Update next on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Kyle, our listener Kyle, really enjoyed not only meeting Amy and what she was all about, but he also enjoyed their very first date.
We went to a place I've never tried before. The food was amazing. We had great conversations about what we're looking forward to this fall and work and, I don't know, regular stuff.
So what happened? Amy has not responded to a couple of Kyle's texts. He doesn't want to be a bother, but he'd love to know what happened if she's still interested in ever seeing him again. So we're going to call her now on Second Date Update, and hopefully she'll give us the answer.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Amy, please?
Yeah, it's me. Who's calling?
Yeah, hi, Amy. Bear with me for a second, and this is not a sales call or anything like that. We're Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We're calling because we're wondering if you might have a moment to answer a couple of questions about, and I'm just going to come out and say this, a recent date that you went on with a gentleman named Kyle. Do you remember? You remember Kyle?
Yeah.
Clearly you do.
He's the one my friends and I call 3 going on 30.
I'm sorry. What? 3 going on 30?
Why do you call him that?
Did he have a tantrum or something or a meltdown or what?
No, luckily. But he does have the manners of a toddler.
Oh, geez. Oh. So just like not being appropriate in the restaurant or something?
Was he throwing food?
No, not a mini food fight. That'd be funny. No, but he did lick his fingers, like, all through dinner.
Okay.
Gross.
Yeah, and he said he was, I think we just talked to him a few minutes ago, and he was, I don't know what he had. He said something about a salad. Was that, I don't think he talked.
Oh, yeah.
What? Okay, so what happened?
This guy was, like, obsessed with the salad dressing. He asked for a second ramekin of it. And when he poured it on his
salad, like a bowl.
It spilled all over his hand.
Okay, and then he started
went to town.
All right, is this when he asked you if you wanted to try his
salad? Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. I was not having any of that.
Because he said the energy, I think in his words, they might have been mine, that the energy in the date kind of shifted a little bit, and we didn't think that would be it. So you're telling me, Amy, that Kyle pours some of this salad dressing out of the bowl onto his salad, it gets on his fingers, and then he starts, instead of wiping them off with his napkin, he licks the salad dressing.
That is correct.
Okay. I don't understand. It was the most delicious sauce I've ever had in my life.
So Kyle is, as we mentioned, we talked to him a few minutes ago, and I thought I had him on hold. Kyle, what's going on? What's with the salad, licking the salad dressing?
If you would have tried this dressing, I think you could have understood, Amy.
Oh, dude, watching you enjoy it was something I will never forget. Especially when you decided to clean out the ramekin with your fingers and then lick them all over.
Lot. Come on, Kyle. Seriously, you stuck like your index finger and your middle finger in and like wiped out the bottom of the bowl and then held it up to your lips?
Guilty as charged. I mean, it was absolutely amazing.
What kind of salad? Was this like an Italian dressing or creamy or what?
I don't know. It was really complex. I think it was vinaigrette.
How fancy of a restaurant is this? Because, I mean, I feel like, not that there's like...
There's no place
But I mean, I feel like if I'm like at a wing place and I'm licking my fingers with the chicken wing
I remember,
me, that would be okay.
I remember the bad date that we had on Second Date Update a year or two back where the guy literally licked the menu. He spilled chocolate on
caramel on the menu or something.
And he licked the dessert menu.
Didn't we have a guy that licked guacamole out of a bowl?
Wait a minute.
Amy, you're just saying Kyle
that
just
turned
a little
you
bit
off.
Too, you know, just a little bit too yeah. childish for you.
Yeah.
Kyle, do you have anything to say for yourself?
I think we should go back a second time and you should try it because it's a life-changing dressing.
Amy, you are
he's got no shame in his game, man. I don't think he cares.
Okay, Kyle said you were playing with your hair. You obviously, and I'm not saying that's the be-all, end-all, and I don't want to give that impression, but you obviously were having a good time up until this moment.
Or were you?
I mean, as good a time as any average date.
It was average.
I didn't go out of my way to say it was awesome.
Okay, so that was the that ended it right
more
there.
More of a clincher than the starter, it sounds like. Because, I mean,
yeah.
Because honestly, if you're into somebody and they pull a move like that, you know, you just say like, oh my gosh, that's kind of gross, and you kind of play.
But why is it if a woman did that on a first date, you'd be like, oh yeah. And you know what she you know what she did?
Yeah.
She licked her salad dressing.
Yeah, be talking about it forever. No,
all
Amy.
Right. So it's a no, yeah. Amy.
All right.
Kyle, better manners at the table, at least on a first date until you get to, then you can, you know, then it's like marriage.
Yeah,
you can sit around
married,
your underwear.
Man. Lick
and
the
eat
bowl
with,
if you want
right,
to.
Right. Eat with your fingers. Nobody cares. Scratch yourself. Whatever.
Kyle, you cool with that?
I think he's upset. I think he's upset. Are you upset?
Yeah,
are you upset? Kyle, are
you?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't a personal choice. As I said, I felt compelled.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things you're compelled to do, but you just don't because they're pretty much illegal.
Yeah.
So, you know, or in
sounds
this
like
case,
this dressing is
or in this case, just,
illegal.
You know, terrible etiquette and table manners. But anyway, it's a no. It's a no then from Amy, Kyle. So we wish you all the best. Amy, thank you for picking up and being so honest with us today. And
yeah.
Both of you guys, thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.